We're all going crazy around here about the way the Cowboys season ended. We bet they're going crazy in Philadelphia too after the Eagles collapse. So let's eavesdrop now live on Philadelphia All Sports Radio and see what they're saying on the Touchdown Brothers morning show.
All right, guys. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for jumping on with us.
That was Jacob Detamore from Dallas. What was he even talking about? Anthony, why are you booking these idiots from Dallas, okay? Shut up, Anthony. Listen.
Shut up.
I mean, this Detamore guy, he spent half the time singing Andrew Lloyd Webber show tunes. I mean, who is this guy?
Of having people on from Dallas.
From Dallas,
we
of
got
all places. It's
here.
The worst place
we
in the world.
We don't need cowboy problems here.
Jeez.
We got Eagle problems to solve here.
I'm Jimmy Amendola. He's Tony Ragu. We're the Touchdown Brothers. Last hour, thanks to Tim Kalashaw for coming on here, bagging on the Cowboys. At least he's a guy from Dallas that bags on the Cowboys.
At least he'll rip them.
Yeah, I can't believe all that stuff he said about Dak. Man, he was merciless there. Merciless.
I love to hear it.
Look, you got it on the right place. If you're an Eagles fan, you're tuning into the Touchdown Brothers, and you know, you were here when after week 11, right before game 12, we came on this very show, and we called in an open letter.
Called for it.
We told Howie Rosen and Jeff Lurie to fire Nick Sirianni.
Totally. Yeah, it was what they were doing.
Before game 12, we told them this.
We tried to tell them the guy can't coach. He can't coach.
He can't coach. He's horrible.
He's the worst coach in Eagles history.
Look, and I know that a lot of Eagles fans were completely fooled, but that 10-1 where they were sitting at the time, that was a mirage, okay?
A what?
It was a mirage.
A mirage?
Yeah, a mirage. It's when you look out on the horizon and you see an osis. You know what I'm talking about? When you're in the desert, you look on the horizon,
maybe that
you see
an osis. I don't know.
Anyway, total mirage that they were 10-1. He is the worst coach in the history of humankind!
You guys were pumping him up last year during the Super Bowl.
Shut the intercourse up, Anthony!
I swear!
You open your mic one more time! I'm
going to
have engineering rip the producer's mic out of that boom!
I am coming in there!
Jeez, please, I'm begging Eagles ownership today. Please, can we get AI Buddy Ryan in here to coach this team?
Remember back after game number 11, we said get Casket Buddy Ryan out there.
Anything. Remains of Buddy Ryan,
but Sirianni.
Anything other than Nick Sirianni, okay? And listen, hey, Lurie, you need to make this happen, okay? If your GM won't do it, you as the owner needs to do it.
Somebody.
Get rid of Nick Sirianni.
Somebody.
Gotta make the move now before Jerry Jones fires Mike McCarthy.
He's gonna fire him. He's gonna fire him,
and he's gonna hire one of the prime coaching candidates.
Yeah.
All right?
Either Belichick or Hairball.
Belichick. Wait, you're saying those names wrong.
What do you mean?
It's Belichick.
Yeah.
And Jim Harbaugh.
Harbaugh?
Yeah, Jim Harbaugh. It's not a hairball.
Whatever it is, I know he can out-coach Nick Sirianni, okay?
Absolutely.
My mom can out-coach Nick Sirianni, my dog.
This team does not deserve to be in the NFL.
Get him out of the league if they bring back Sirianni next year.
Please. You know what? I'm getting my gun out right now. I'm waving it around.
Whoa. Quit bringing the gun up here, man.
I'm sorry, I just get worked up about sports and I just feel more comfortable waving the gun. Anyway, hey, look, we need to go to the phones now.
All right,
because a lot of Eagles fans want to sound woof about this.
What'd you say?
I don't know.
You're talking weird this morning, man.
You're talking weird. We're doing the show for the listeners, not each other.
Obviously.
All right, let's go to Sal in South Philly. You're on with the Touchdown Brothers.
Hey, how are you two guys doing?
Let me play the fool with Mirth and Laughter, and old reckless scum. Let my liver rally, eat wine, let my heart...
That was the worst Eagles season's evs.
Totally.
Oh, how I longs for the Philly special days and the greats, Doug's Petersons.
Get him back here!
So
why not get him back here?
Yeah, hey, look!
That's fine!
That's totally fine!
But at least the Cowgirls lost. Hey, Dax! Your team was wearing white, not greens.
Not bad.
Hey, since I made you guys laugh so much just then, and you knows I've been working on my stand-up comedies, do you mind if I crack a couple of football jokes here?
Do your thing.
Hey, everybody's. Why do they call Nick Sirianni's a coach when it's obvious he can't coach? Are you guys still there?
Yeah, we're here.
You're telling a joke.
How about this one's? Hey, everybody's.
Voice really high.
Why is today's calls Mike McCarthy's a coach when it's obvious he can't coach? Guys?
Yeah, we're here, Sal. We were waiting.
We're waiting for something.
I thought there was more.
Give us a zinger or something, you know?
Well, I do have one more question.
All right.
All right, go ahead, Sal.
Do the Cowboys and Eagles suck or what?
Whoa! Nailed it! More truth!
Oh, my God!
Nothing but the truth!
That's great, Sal. All right, coming up next, Justin Montemayor tells us why Ron Jaworski will win the next caucus.
And they're bringing another guy on from Dallas.
Yeah, I don't understand why.
They're just
obsessed. They hate Dallas so much.
With this station and Dallas.
Monty and Tim Callis.
Daddy, what are you doing going on their show?
You're supposed to be producing us this morning.
I got a text in an email asking if I could talk about the Cowboys for a few minutes.
Socially awkward for him to turn them down.
Yeah, so. I guess so. You got to do what you're
trying to be helpful.
Okay, fair enough.